This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lorraine, 855-993-7569. I just checked this out. Do you guys know what a Buffalo Soldier is? Neither Jacob nor I did, but it turns out it was the formation in 1866 of the first regular army regiment comprising African-American soldiers. Buffalo Soldiers, one of the many African-American regiments raised during the Civil War, was established by Congress as the first peacetime all-black regiment in the U.S. Army. Mark Matthews, who's buried at Arlington, was the oldest living Buffalo Soldier at 111 when he died in 2005. The segregated regiments were disbanded during the 1940s and 1950s when the U.S. Army, but not till then, embraced integration. The first Buffalo Soldiers Day happened in 1992. There is a monument at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, that was dedicated by Colin Powell. And the museum is in Houston. There you go. So did you guys know any of that? I didn't. That's what I actually had heard the term, but I didn't know exactly what it was, which is interesting because this is also the day in 1868 that the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution was certified, establishing the African-American citizenship and guaranteeing due process of law. Coincidence? Probably not. All right. This day in 1854, the USS Constellation was the last all-sail warship built by the United States Navy. It's kind of like taking a knife to a gunfight, right? Sailing ships as warships. Okay, we have to figure out something else, which they did. In 1866, at age 18, Vinnie Ream became the first and youngest female artist to receive a commission from the United States government for a statue of Abraham Lincoln. Actually, the woman who wrote Send Me Your Tired, Your Poor, Your Huddled Masses, I think, was a very young woman as well. I guess people, I don't know, were they smarter then? And the memorial in D.C. was done by a very young woman as well. Young women, I suppose, before they get married, are full of all sorts of creativity. That was not necessarily a political statement. Interestingly enough, on this day in 1945, a U.S. Army B-25 crashed into the Empire State Building on the 79th floor, killing 14 and injuring 26. Did you know, had you ever heard anything about that?
No.
I had neither. It's one of the reasons why this kind of thing absolutely fascinates me, is it makes you believe that nothing new happens, right? In 1996, the remains of prehistoric matter discovered near Kennewick, Washington. I actually worked on archaeology digs up there. But the oldest thing we found was about 10,000 years old, and this is significantly older. It's known as Kennewick Man. So that area... When I was doing, we were doing salvage archaeology because they were about to dam up the Snake River. And so they wanted to get as much out as possible. And we ended up inadvertently working in a burial ground that we thought was ancient, and it wasn't. And we found Mrs. Green. We didn't know what her name was, but she was Green. It was, unfortunately, a fairly new burial. Archaeology is a tricky, tricky science. Let's see, this guy was a Paleo-American man, and they said he was about 9,000 years before the present. So that's about what we were working on. His stuff was about 10,000 years old. So this was about the same time. Not that old. Oh, I mean, part of it is I'd been working the summer before in southern France, and those things were like 75,000 years old. So there. In fact, if you go, I told this story a couple of years ago at the Museum of Natural History in New York. They had Shark Week, and so they invited us who were viewing movies at some god-awful time on a Monday morning, like 9 o'clock or something. It was rainy. to see the one of the shark movies at the Museum of Natural History. And I got there a little bit early, and they let me for some unbeknownst, the museum was not open yet, and they let me for some unbeknownst reason wander around, which I'm not sure they would do today, but they did. And I was wandering in one of the rooms, and there was the stuff not only that I'd worked on in southern France, but there was actually a picture of me there. So that was, I thought, I had no idea. Oh my gosh, that looks familiar. Oh yeah, that's 'cause me. In 2001, Ian Thorpe became the first swimmer to win 6 gold medals at a single world championship. Got what? Michael Phelps got what? 8? 7 or 8. 2002, 9 coal miners were trapped in Queek Creek Mine in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and all were rescued after 77 hours underground, which was the Antonio Banderas. They were underground for 33 days. No, they were they were 33. It was called the 33, and there were 33 miners, and I think they were underground for like 3.5 months. I don't know. That's a long time. Clearly not meant to be a miner, which is the most dangerous profession. It's more dangerous than the second, which, do you know what the second most dangerous profession in the United States is? Take a guess. Mining's the first. Take a wild guess.
Construction work? I don't know.
Pardon?
Construction work?
No, not a bad guess. Farming. And apparently tractors turning over on you is one of the things. I learned this. It wasn't exactly the hard way because the tractor didn't turn over on me. But I had a call some years ago of a woman who was furious with her, I think it was her father-in-law. I don't think it was her father. Because they'd taken the kid out on the tractor. And I said, oh, no, that's kind of fun. One of my uncles used to do that. And someone called up and said, do you realize that farming is the second most dangerous profession because tractors don't have seat belts, they don't have any protection, and they're heavy, and it's easy for their blades to catch on things, and they roll over on people. So we decided that maybe that, as much fun as it was, it probably wasn't a very good idea. We have one of the things that we have up on Facebook, which maybe we'll get to today, is has a physician ever made an improper advance? Because there was several stories in the news about physicians who've done exactly that. Today we have a story about a priest arrested on 500 counts of child pornography who was released on bail. I don't think that was a terrifically good idea, although I guess if it's a non-violent offense. The rules, it turns out, I actually did a bunch of interviews with people about sentencing. It turns out that sentencing, including parole, are very structured, that there are only things that you can't do and things that you can't do. So whenever we get mad at a parole board or a judge, it turns out that they're very, very strict guidelines about what you can do and what you can't do. This was pornography, as I said, involving juniors. They released him on $25,000 bond, which is not very much. I think you only have to put up, 10% or something. He was placed on administrative leave by the ministry. They received a complaint earlier this month alleging that a computer that he had primary access to contained images indicative of child pornography. they said we take these allegations seriously and is cooperating fully in the investigation. They're providing pastoral care to the congregation. They said that he will not be preaching this weekend. He's been there for like 23 years. They said that they're going to maintain working relationships with agencies. They said parishioners were shocked that something could happen in their congregation. They still have faith in the good works of the church. If you need help, they help you. You come to church, they talk to you, they give you guidance, advice. With a pastor like this, it's heartbreaking. I just feel bad for the church and the community. I just want the church to be defined by one person. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Alrighty. I thought we would talk about today a little bit. I got a lot of movies to review for you. But the news, apparently there's new... There are two new legal issues that really concern people, but you know they're both kind of downers. One is the net neutrality issue with Verizon having just bought Yahoo. The courts last week said that you can't provide different levels of service for different people. And apparently, this is aimed at the idea being that with service providers now going into content business, that they're saying, well, if you know, we'll give you faster speeds and lower costs for our content. And the courts are saying, no, you can't do that. And so they're appealing. This came out last week. And so now all these big companies with these big lawyers are appealing it. And they're saying it's sort of more to keep the issue alive rather than anything else. If they took it to the Supreme Court, they'd lose. But this is an issue about privacy. It's an issue, you know, we talked about a little bit yesterday about the Internet and how much information the Internet has on you, the people that you may not want to know. I mean, the whole issue of privacy has become a non-issue in the United States if we're not really, really careful. So that's one of the issues. The second is equally kind of scary that they're talking about fluoroquinolones like Cipro and Levaquin. They're saying that they have side effects including rupture of tendons, muscles, joints, nerves, and central nervous system problems. So Cipro was the antibiotic of choice when everybody's worried about anthrax. And it's kind of a magic bullet in terms of things like urinary tract infections, because instead of taking an antibiotic for 10 days, you take one. But it turns out the side effects are horrifying. And in, I suppose, an equally kind of scary story, I talked yesterday about the fact in Florida, they're actually campaigning, some of the people who are dumping toxic waste in the water are actually campaigning to put more toxic waste in the water. It's coming up in Florida. Folks, write your congresspeople. And amid an opioid epidemic, which we've talked about a bunch of times, that it turns out prescription drugs are now the major drug of overdose in the United States, the rules for drug companies are being loosened. Not only that, but they're increasing the cost of the antidotes by like 1,000%. Folks, part of living in a capitalist democracy is understanding that there are going to be two things that are not necessarily compatible with one another. One is the profit motive, which nobody's really arguing with. The question is, at what cost, literally? And the other is in a democracy, which is the greatest good for the greatest number. And when those two things bang into each other, it's our responsibility as citizens to say something, to do something, to be aware. All righty? 855-993-7569. It turns out in California, they're also ramping up seizures of cannabis companies in advance of the legalization vote. I don't know. I mean, to a certain extent, you can understand why capitalism and democracy are sort of uneasy bedfellows, not to put too fine a face on it. All right, 855-993-7569. So this is one of the issues that Jacob actually brought up, so maybe we'll do it because today's his day with me, about the organic burial pods and urns, which is the idea being that, first of all, it's less expensive, and second of all, you sort of become part of the ecosystem, which to a certain extent you do anyway, even if you're buried, unless you're buried, I suppose, in a steel casket. But the wood certainly breaks down. And as I said, having unearthed the remains of Mrs. Green, that the things will decompose given enough time anyway. But the idea is that this is cheaper and more, I suppose, immediate is not the right word, but more biodegradable. So Jacob, I know you're the one who sort of found this idea. Is it something that appeals to you personally as well?
I actually don't think I did find this one.
Wasn't it yours? I thought it was yours.
I don't think so.
Maybe it was Blake.
It does sound cool, though. It sounds like
it is. We've got it as, what are your thoughts on organic burial pods and urns? It may have been Blake who was doing it. I'm trying to remember what we were talking about. And he had discovered it on the Internet, which is the idea being that you fertilize a tree. I think they plant you and a tree on the same place. And I said, well, that basically already happens. If you go to a cemetery, the grass is really green. And it's because everything does break down and decompose, including us. We are organic matter as well. But this kind of removes some of the barrier, i.e. the casket and the lining of the casket and whatever, and says, okay, that we're going to bury you in this thing and plant a tree, and so you become at least much more obviously and much more readily and much more efficiently part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
So does that appeal to you or not appeal to you?
Yeah, I mean, I personally would like to just be buried in the ground without any embalming process or casket of any type, but that's just me.
I don't think that's legal most places.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's
we could just take a ball peen hammer and kind of wait till you got stiff and, you know, kind of like a fence post or something. I don't think you can do that. I actually had a friend who wanted to give her body to science because she'd been sick, and she wanted to sort of pay back the people who'd helped her to stay alive for a while. And so she wanted to go from New Jersey to Massachusetts and not be embalmed because she wanted them to be she wanted to do a medical autopsy. She wanted her body to be available for a medical autopsy. And it's an enormously complicated procedure. I've cut out the middleman completely. I just want to be cremated. Take anything that's usable and then, you know, cremate the rest and dump it someplace. There's actually in the movie Captain Fantastic, the woman says that she wants to be cremated and her remains flushed down the toilet in the national park, which the family does. Mm. I think hers is dust to dust, ashes to ashes as well. All right, let's see what people have said about it. I think it does make some sense, it seems to me. It's less expensive. The burial expenses can be very high, and the more expensive the casket, the less the deterioration is going to be slowed. It's not going to be stopped completely, but it's going to be slowed, unless you're buried in a sarcophagus or something. Marble doesn't break down nearly as quickly as wood or even metals, which I guess leak after a while.
Yeah.
The rivets give up on it or something.
If it's illegal to just be buried in the ground, then I want to be mummified with a sarcophagus.
A sarcophagus? Yeah. Wrap you in bandage?
Yeah.
What, you planning to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and get even with people who weren't nice to you. Okay, well, Jacob the Mummy. All right, watch out. There's going to be a reality show based on Jacob the Mummy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
It's regarding my son. He's going on his 16th year. He's very respectful. He's, for the most part, a very good kid, but he has a bad temper. And what's happened is he's... for instance, he borrowed my husband's golf clubs. We said, okay, you can borrow anything, just put it back where you get it. He comes home, he puts it back. All of a sudden, we go take him out. We're missing like three booties for the golf clubs. It's like, well, what happened? Well, when were you going to tell us? Well, I don't know. I was afraid. Okay, it's easier if you tell us now, and then we deal with it rather than down the road. Like, this is just a minor thing.
Well, but that's an example of temper. That's an example of a 16-year-old, which all of us tried at 16. We just figured that the odds were in our favor to not fess up, because either we'd be found out or not found out, and teenagers have no sense that tomorrow's ever going to come. So they figure, well, If I confess, I know I'm in trouble. If I don't confess, maybe they won't notice, and then I can escape it. So all of us did that when we were 16. That's not an example of temper. That's an example of being short-sighted. But 16 and short-sighted are redundant.
Okay, what happens is then when we confronted him, like last night, what happened is he moved the car to the driveway. He banged into a car, one vehicle with another. So we kind of waited, because, I mean, this has just happened in, like, 2 days. The golf club's the car. And he didn't come in. So we went out and confronted him. Why didn't you come in? When were you going to tell us?
Well, but Louise, you're asking the wrong question.
Okay.
Look, the deal with kids is if you know they did it, you punish them.
Okay.
If you're not sure, you tell them the next time it happens, they're going to be punished. But you don't, expecting a 16-year-old to come in and say, oh, guess what, I just bashed the car. You didn't do that when you were 16 either. And you're not the Antichrist. I'm not the Antichrist. Kids just at 16 think, I am in deep doo-doo. The question is, do I want to be in deep doo-doo now and forward? Because I know I'm going to be grounded till I'm 40. So if I can get 2 days out of this before I get grounded, that's two more days I'd have. Now, is that a sensible way of running your life? Not particularly. But is that a 16-year-old way of running your life? Yeah. So, and what I would say, now, is there a way of trying to compel a 16-year-old to fess up? You could try. You can say, here's the deal. From now on, we're going to assess monetary penalties, or we're going to ground you. If you, whatever we're going to ground you for, and we can put up a list of offenses, major offenses, minor offenses. For a major offense, you get grounded for 28 days, for a month. For minor offenses, you get grounded for a week. For something in between, and I'm just making this up as I go along. Mm-hmm. But the deal is, if we find out about it, we're going to add a 50% penalty. So if we find out about something like bashing the car, and it was 28 days, we're going to add another 14 days. On the other hand, if you tell us about it ahead of time, we will subtract 25%. So at least you're giving him some reason to confess, because then he might. I'm not guaranteeing he might, he will, but at least there's a reason. At this point, there's no reason in God's green earth for him to confess, because he gets it, he's going to get punished. So he figures, I get 2 days of freedom. Now, what you can point out to him is it's not really 2 days of freedom, because he knows he's done it, and even though you may not have done it yet, he knows, so he's got his conscience to deal with. But kids at 16, they feel guilty all the time, so that's not the issue. The issue is, make up a list, say, here's the deal. Major crimes, minor crimes, stuff in between. We find out about it before you tell us, increases it. You tell us before we find out about it, decreases it.
Okay.
All right? And try it for a couple of weeks. But, this you haven't given birth to the Antichrist. This is how 16-year-olds act, and you and I did exactly the same thing at 16.
Okay.
We figured the percentage play is to try and get away with it, because at least you're buying yourself a couple of days of freedom.
Okay. Now the issue with the temper,
But you haven't given me the issue of temper.
We talked about it, and I said, why didn't you come and tell us? And he said, because you're going to get mad. And I said, we're not going to get as mad if we hear it from you rather than find it out after.
Well, but we already dealt with that. Tell me about the temper.
Okay. So then it's just like he just slams the door and he just starts throwing things and he just gets
out of
my room.
You can put that on the list. Here's the deal.
You just add to it through. Okay.
Yeah. And you can say, here's the deal. And Louise, the best way to deal, how many kids do you have?
Two.
What's the age of the other one?
18.
Okay. So, look, the 16-year-old feels that no matter what he does, he's a mess, right?
Yes, true.
That the 18-year-old is perfect, the 18-year-old is smarter in school, 16-year-old doesn't do as well in school. What you need to start doing is emphasizing what this kid is good at.
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Because clearly what he feels is, I'm a screw-up. No matter what I do, mom and dad don't love me as much. I can't do as well. They hate me. And so it's really, believe it or not, the penalty system really will work eventually. And the deal is if he's reasonable and responsible about it. But part of it is this kid feels there's nothing he can do to earn
That's
your
right.
respect or admiration. That's bad parenting, honey. You got to help him understand.
But how is it? Because I say to him, honey, I love you. I don't love you.
It has nothing.
Past.
No, it has nothing to do with love. It has to do with accomplishment. Love is you being magnificent. What he needs to feel is he can earn your respect. I want to know three things your kid is really good at.
He's very loving and respectful. He's very good at spelling. He's very good at basketball.
Okay. Not a bad start. And instead of saying to your son, I love you, which is nice. I mean, it's really nice to love somebody, and all of us want to be loved, but it's a different issue. What he's saying is, you know, everybody's mom loves them. I mean, you know, which is more or less true. What he needs to hear is, do you know what? Of everybody in the family, you're the most personable. You're really good at personal relationships. Everybody loves you. And that, in the long run, is going to serve you very well. That you have the best coordination of anybody in the family. That you're a great basketball player, but even when you're not playing basketball, you're great at tennis, you're a natural athlete. You know, that I would kill sometimes to have your hand-eye coordination. But that's what he needs to hear from you, specifics. Not that you love him, which is emotion. He needs to know the specifics of why he's a valuable human being.
Okay.
And then I would say, so if I were in your shoes right now, I would say, you know what, I called up Brown because I was at my wit's end. You're a great kid, but, you know, you're doing all these stupid things, and you don't tell me about them, and I have to catch you in it, and I feel like I'm your parole officer, and then you have a hissy fit. And you know what? She said that part of this was my fault. And you're going to have his undivided attention at that moment.
Right.
And you're going to say, she said, without even knowing, because I didn't even talk about your brother, that you felt second class to him, that he's the one that you think we love him best. And it's not true. Here's what you are really terrific at. And she pointed out, I never tell you that. I always tell you what you do wrong. So number one, any day I don't tell you something you've done right, I'll give you $5. And he'll think that's great, and that'll keep you honest. Number two, she had I want to run this idea by you and see what you think. Let's draw up a schedule of major, you know, major sins, minor sins, or infractions, and here's the deal. She suggested that, for example, if I'm going to ground you for 2 weeks for doing this, if you tell me about it first, before I find out about it, I'll take off 3 days. If I find out about it, then I'm going to add 3 days, and if you have a hissy fit about it, I'm going to add a week. So in other words, for you being a grown-up human being, which you're quite capable of being, you get time off for good behavior is essentially what it turns out to be. All right? And see what he says. And you can also say, she also pointed out that everybody at 16 does what you did. It doesn't make it okay, but it makes it understandable. So let's figure out how you and I can have a better relationship.
Okay, and I have one more quick question.
Okay.
Academically, he doesn't have any motivation. He's very, very smart, but in school, like, he just does not apply himself.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's my deal. And I would tell him this as well. My deal with parents of late teens is you have five criteria. Number one, all I have to do is pass. Once they're 18, they can go to college, they can join the Peace Corps, they can hike through Europe, they can rob banks. You know, they're on their own.
Okay.
18. So pass. You know,
okay.
If you want to do well, that's up to you. You don't want to do well, as long as you pass. Number one, high school diploma. Number two, not arrested. Number three, nobody pregnant. Number four, no addictions. Hopefully no communicable diseases, and not arrested. That's it.
Okay.
Those are the five. And he's 16, so you've got two more years to get him through this. And I'd say, you know, after that, you're on your own. You can drive, you can do auto repair. You can be a rock star. You can date 15 girls at a time. You can do whatever you want. Here are my five criteria to get you through the next 2 years.
Okay.
And let everything else go.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that if you remember back to your adolescence, that most of us felt like we were always being criticized. No matter what we did, it wasn't good enough. And, or I suppose the other kind of parenting, which is no matter what you did, it was fantastic, but you knew that that's just because your parents loved you. It didn't have anything real about it. Because, again, parenting is a really tough job. And the metaphor or the example I give is that if I lined up 100 parents in a room and said, okay, if your kid comes up to you and says, mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy, do you like my picture? That all of you would say, yeah, it's great. And that's not actually the right answer. The right answer is, do you like your picture? Because if it's a half-baked effort and you say it's great, the kid's going to think, wow, this parent doesn't know what they're talking about. If you say, no, it's not one of your best, and it is one of the kids really worked on it. So the answer is always, what do you think about it? All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm doing this just because somebody will send me an email about it, because you guys are careful about this. We're talking about Buffalo Soldiers and the African-American regiment during the Civil War. But it turns out there was... I knew that I'd heard the term in another context, and there was a movie made in 2001 with Joaquin Phoenix. And it's set in West Germany just before the fall of the wall. And it stars, and they're basically cooking heroin. And all of them are white. I'm not sure why they picked that particular name. except maybe that they weren't integrated into the rest of the Army or something. It starred Joaquin Phoenix, Ed Harris, Anna Paquin, Scott Glenn, and is about smuggling dope and stealing. I knew the term. I just couldn't remember exactly. And I knew that there was a movie about it. It's just that the movie had nothing to do with what the... the Buffalo Soldiers are honored. The movie was, I guess, a satire. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Oop. Are you there?
Hi, Denise.
Hang on just a second. I got a grandchild yelling at me.
Oh, good. I'll sing the Star Spangled Banner in the meantime.
Yeah. Hang
on. Okay.
What?
Denise, we kind of need to do this.
An important call.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. This is so complicated, and I'll try and give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
I talked to you quite a while ago about my brother, who is addicted to prescription drugs.
Right.
And he overdosed to the point where he was going to die. My younger sister actually found him in the bathtub unconscious and called 911 and saved his life. And she decided that she is in California, and she decided that she would take him to California with her.
Right.
And rescue him again, which she did. And she got his medications all straightened out. She controlled them for a long time. And then he seemed like he was really good. And so she turned back the medications over to him again. For him to control, and what do you know, he overdosed again.
Yeah. I remember that particular conversation, am I saying that turning that on a logical basis, you could say, well, you have to be responsible for yourself, but addicts are addicts. And
yeah.
And one of the issues about addiction is not very good at boundaries. And so saying, okay, you're now a grown-up, you can take care of your own medication, is not usually advisable. I'm not sort of Monday morning quarterbacking you, but it's sort of a misunderstanding of the nature of addiction and boundaries and impulse control and all sorts of things like that. But okay,
exactly.
So he overdosed again.
Okay, and this time he really did a number on himself. He was on life support, but he came through. And then he got off the drugs because he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and his doctor... who you had told us to just call a doctor and say, you know, you shouldn't be prescribing all these drugs for him.
Yeah, don't give him the drugs.
Exactly. Well, the doctor finally saw the light and quit.
Yeah, you prosecute him.
You don't need
him. Threatened to prosecute him, yeah.
Well, the amazing thing was, after 2 weeks in the hospital with none of the painkillers, guess what? He didn't have any pain.
Yeah.
Okay, which we know the drugs were causing him to have the pain to get more drugs. All right. So fast forward, the doctor prescribed just an antidepressant for him, and then...
Now, was the doctor's... Is this the same dude who gave him the painkillers?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is his general practitioner?
Exactly. So, let me think now what happened next. Okay, so the doctor... The hospital actually prescribed some physical therapy for him, which he started going to, and told him that he needed to go to a counselor, which he and my sister did, because by that time they were at each other's throat. I mean, it was bad. And so the last session with the counselor that he was at asked my brother what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to return to Washington. I don't want to live in California anymore.
Okay.
And so my sister did a whole bunch of research to see what he could do in Washington as far as medical goes, because he's never worked.
How old is your brother?
He's 66.
And he's never worked?
Nope. He's been on, since he was a teenager, he's been on drugs and supposedly so, you know, hurting so bad that he lived on SSI. And, okay, so let's fast forward. They said, well, you know, you're not going to have any medical because you don't qualify for Medicare, and to buy into medical is going to be very costly,
mm-hmm.
which he actually could afford.
How?
My mom left him two houses that are both rented.
So he actually has an income.
Yes, he does. So instead of coming back to Washington, he wanted to leave my sister's house. She found a real nice senior community in California, not too far from where they live, so he could actually be independent. And they made three meals a day for him, and he had his own little apartment and everything. And they had that all lined up, and then when it came time to go, he wouldn't go.
So is he staying with your sister at this moment?
No.
So where is he?
He kept saying, I want to go back to Washington. I want to go back to Washington. So both my sister and I talked to him, and we said, where are you going to live? And he said, well, I've given notice to one of the renters, and I'm going to actually move in the basement of the biggest house, which is the one he's going to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I can store all my stuff in there until the renter moves out in September.
Mm-hmm.
And both my sister and I questioned him and said, are you sure? You really notified him and you notified your property manager to give him notice so that he'd be out? Yes. You're sure? Yes. Meanwhile, he is pushing every button that he can to really shake up my poor sister. I mean, she's a wreck. So my brother-in-law went and rented a U-Haul and packed up his stuff because he was not feeling good, so he couldn't possibly pack up all of his stuff.
Your brother is a Class A manipulator.
Oh, it gets better.
Okay.
Okay, so... my brother-in-law is a teacher, and he's ready to go back to school teaching. So he said, if I'm going to take you home and drive your truck all the way home for you with it pulling the van or pulling the trailer, we got to do it now. And my brother said, that's fine. I have it all arranged. I'm going to move in with my renter in the basement, and everything's cool. So my brother drove him up from California in 2 days. Oh, dear.
That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. We have a whole another hour. You're okay. All right. So let's take...
They're on their way to Washington.
Okay. We're on a road trip. We'll be back with Denise in just a minute. Denise, when I come back, give me a little bit of a timeline, too, about this, all right? But we have as much time as you need. Don't worry. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Denise and movies when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.